Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ukens podcast er på tur. Denne gangen er vi i Toskana. Jeg har tatt turen til en riktig baron, den 33. I rekken. Han er kjent, veldig kjent i Norge, vært ofte i Lofoten og fisket. Han elsker Norge, han norgesvenn. Og Francesco, welcome to the Norwegian podcast, Ukens vintips. It's nice to be here with you, and we're going to discuss wine.
Okay.
And the first thing we're going to do is to pour some wine. Okay. And you have picked out two wines together with me of the wine. So we are pouring that at once.
Yes.
But Francesco, the modern story of Ricasoli, Barone Ricasoli started in 93. You mm-hmm. took over. It was a legacy of a family who will go very long back. And you have done something where I'm just sitting here and seeing what you have built through the years. And from your own words, what happened from 93 till today in turn of production, in turn of what invested, and what do you think of the future?
Okay, you have a few hours available?
No, we have okay. You have the, you can say the...
Cheers.
Cheers. Very nice to meet you again. But I think, what are you telling the banks?
It's better not yeah. tell you.
Okay, then we drop that. But yeah, it's short. It's okay. If you want to meet someone in the stairs in the entrance of this winery, what happened? You met a winery who was run by Seagram's, much bigger production. The quality was low. Using the name Ricasoli as a brand name,
absolutely.
Was, you met a disaster in terms of what you wanted, and now. This year, 30 years later, you have built something who is a different legacy.
Oh yeah, totally different. I mean, I started as a bet because I said, okay, I may win, I may lose. If I lose, I go in Siberia and to hide from the banks and everybody else. It went well. You know, when I arrived, Ricasoli had no more soul. And lost its awareness, prestige, and was just a company. What I brought, first of all, the message that I was working for Ricasoli, not for myself, and giving 100% of myself to restore this amazing historical estate, and this message went through quite rapidly. So then a new team was formed. The one that stayed there finally said, we are on the right track. And then, you know, new ideas, new product investment, starting to focus on our most important asset that is outside of this window, our vineyards. So replanting the vineyards, working and doing fine-tuning vinification. Of course, you don't get results overnight, so it's a long process. As you mentioned, you said this year is 30 years that I'm here in Broglio. Well, now I'm collecting the fruit.
Yes.
30 years.
It took. But from outside, you can see that you're working with a local product who've been exported to how many countries?
Roughly 70.
Yeah, 70, yeah. And the main markets are?
It's Europe, North America,
yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. But the production is also that you are having a lot of production in red wines. But last night, in the property of yours, where I'm living, you served me a white wine. And shortly, this is a fantastic white wine, and I have to mention it. It will come to Norway, I hope. You have to press on it, because it's beautiful. It's made by Trebbiano. But what we have brought to the table today is Broglio, who is considered in Norway, the most selling brands, have the early numbers in the monopoly, have been there for, I don't know, maybe from the 80s. Different attitude to the wines, but tell me a bit of the Broglio of 2021.
Yeah, just a few words about the Tuscan white wines. Mm. No doubt that are not known, okay? Mm. But there are a few jewels around. Mm. And I think that the Tuscan wine lover in Norway know who I am talking about. But thank you for being the first ambassador of
yes,
of our new good. Trebbiano, yeah. San Barnaba. Getting back to Broglio. Broglio is our bread and butter. It's, you know, Chianti Classico has three categories. Mm-hmm. Annata, Riserva, e Gran Selezione. This is our annata, so it releases 1 year and a half after the harvest. Minimum is 80% of Sangiovese. Producer may add something else, but only red grape varieties. And for us, it's an extremely important wine because it's one of the benchmark of the entire appellation. Therefore, everybody's pointing and say, let's see what Broglio has been making this year, this vintage. Mm. So for us, it's extremely important.
The tannin structure is more matured. The fruitiness is laying under very strongly. The acidity level is medium plus. It's a concentration good wine. But when you're tasting it, for me, to the price, you have high quality.
Yes.
But the tannin structure, when this 2021 we have in the glass here, what is your, it's 5 years, then it's high pointed, or it's longer, it's long lasting? I have tasted your ones who's very long. But what do you think if you're going to serve it to your best friend?
What you give? You said something interesting, because in the majority of the cases, the annata, the wine that is released after 1.5 years, is then consumed in the next 1-2 years. And this is a pity, because sometimes we forget how good a wine like this can be in 5-6 years.
Yes.
So to answer your question, I would say 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years. That's
4 years.
That's
but
good.
It can last more, obviously.
But if you want to give me that way, this one here, drink it in 4 years, and you have the best point.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Tips we need in the podcast.
At the right temperature, my too warm, my never. You know, we drink too cold white wines and too warm red wines. Yeah. This is something
all over the place.
All over the place.
And I like to see that you're using good glasses here, also here in Italy, and they're clean, they're really polished. Yeah, that's good.
We have the Ferrari of the glass washer.
Ah, you have the osmosa.
How you say the machine that washes the glasses.
Yeah. You use all your money here.
Yeah, I mean. The final result
is
given
the wine and food
by small detail.
Good.
So, a lot of good things makes a great thing.
Very good. Nice to taste the 2021, but just shortly, what happened with the 2021 vintage and why it's good?
Like the rest of the recent vintages, we are having a not easy management of the vineyard due to the climate changes, especially having crazy rainfalls in certain periods, and then no rainfalls, and then very hot summers. That's why our organization, our agronomist, has to reset a lot of old practices and to review the approach on viticulture. Today in Broglio that we have 240 hectares dislocated on different soil, different altitude exposures, and so on. We really are keen in doing a precision viticulture. That means a tailored approach to different vineyards.
Yes.
Why? Because maybe within certain soils, the vineyard might suffer of drought more than others. So you have to manage the canopy in a different way. How you work the soil is also extremely important in order to have to retain the humidity and the water. And you can go on a lot. The reality is today, Ricasoli is sustainable certified, and is something that we are very proud. Most of the consumers don't even understand what is really sustainability, but sustainability is a full process in which you have to be keen in not only preserve the environment, but also the social and the economic. You can be biodynamic, spend a lot of money in order to protect your fruits, but you are not economically sustainable. And maybe also not social sustainable. So it's a very complex system. And we never stop to try to do better better.
But we are going to just to have a short break to commercial, and then we'll be back with a new wine, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Just give me 10 seconds, and maybe more, but we will come back from Tuscany here with Ricasoli himself.
Et av merkene Temtec nå fører franske La Sommelier. I denne serien finner du blant annet vinskapet E-Seller, som det første smarttilkoblede vinskapet tilgjengelig på markedet. E-Seller et praktfullt resultat av flere års utvikling mot perfeksjonisme. Estetisk tiltalende design med vakre finisher, det nyeste innen kjøleteknologi og nøyaktighet i hver minste detalj. Organiser vinsamlingen din i det smarte hyllesystemet, utviklet for å romme et stort antall flaskeformater, opp til 9,5 cm i diameter. Bordeaux-flaskeformatet ikke lenger normen, og med e-celler kan du lagre alle favorittflaskene dine uten unntak. Ved å koble vinskapet til mobilen din, registrerer skapet automatisk at du legger inn og fjerner vinflaskene dine, og oppdaterer det i en tilhørende app. Dette fantastiske vinskapet kjøper du på temtech.no.
And then we are back from the commercial, and good fresh, it's important. You mentioned that to serve the wine in a good temperature is fantastic, and then you always have good fridges to do it. So that's nice to know that we're doing our commercial. Are delivering that, and one of the best in the market. But we are here now, and now we're going to taste one of the icons. One of them, you know, we are recognized by all over the world. You see it, and you see it on social media. You see it all over the place.
You mentioned Rocca Guicciarda. That is quite difficult to pronounce, I admit.
Yes.
But very often we call it the blue label.
Yeah, the blue label.
Such a beautiful blue. By the way, Rocca Guicciarda is a Chianti Classico Riserva, so has a more selected number of cuvée of Sangiovese that go in this blend, and has a much longer aging in oak and also in bottle prior the release. Mm.
So 2019, the vintage was warm?
Yes, it was again warm also the 19. But at the end we had the right amount of rain before harvest. And maybe among the majority of the wine writer that, you know, put the statistic ratings on each vintage, 19 is among the top rated of the last vintages.
Yeah. Because this one here have a more cherry liked and more position and higher acidity and freshness at once. The tannins are gone. It's tannins, but it's included in the fruit. And you have also is a lighter but more elegant wine.
Yeah, and a little bit of cherry notes you have it here.
Yeah, that's
very typical.
And it's and it's smoothly, it's easy drinking. As you mentioned in the wine before, you have four years, and then it's optimal or drinkable later also. But this one here, you can do it
yeah.
at once.
Yeah, yeah.
At once. And I think the wine, as you were serving it as today, is not what you made in 93 or 2003.
No.
You have changed a lot.
Yes.
And we have discussed it before when we met often when I discuss. As I mentioned, your office is not clean enough, so we are sitting here in reception. But this is just what we are looking good now in the podcast, and this is what we need in the podcast. So
absolutely.
Even if you have one of the good offices, not as nice as mine, I've shown you mine. That's true. I have more bottles than you.
I will show you with
you have
a
2 million
more
bottles
time.
In the cellar, but I have 800 in my office. So. Learn, listen.
Okay.
But the wine you have here is also one of them, what I think is the typical traditional. But what have changed the last 10 years, who is important? You mentioned precision. What is the most important thing you have done in the last 10 years to include? I know you're working with teams, you're working with people, you're good with people. So including you, we are talking about teams, you're talking about, and it's a good atmosphere. But for wine, it's about thing you do, you know, and how you feel. What is the most important, if you have to mention one or two things?
Impossible to mention one or two, because it's a sum of tons of different things. The way you already bring the fruit, the grapes in the cellar,
mm-hmm.
it's already.
But
how
cases,
you crush them.
But yeah, how to crush them, yeah.
The temperature you are crushing, how you do you vinify, what kind of yeast you are using, how much care you are in waiting the right moment to take out the skin during vinification. What kind of oak,
yeah.
How much oak, what kind of toast,
And here the listeners
and then
will talk
at the
about,
end what is sorry at the end what is very important that each of these processes has to be very clean.
Yes.
You know that in a cellar we consume more fresh water than in any other places,
yeah.
because we are always cleaning.
So cleaning is one of the most important things you
it's
do.
Very important.
Yeah, always. But as you, our listeners and what people see in the video, you can see that Francesco, he's deeply involved in this wine and he's bathing in small details. But in the end product, you're concerned about the temperature in the wine and you're concerned about glasses and you're concerned about potential of aging. And not to ruin your day or our day by sitting here 9 hours, we can do it. But I'm so happy to see that you're back in the in motion in Norway. I look forward to see you.
Thank you.
And next time we will sit in my office.
Fantastic.
And I will serve you some good wines also, so we can have a better talk.
Can I choose the bottle to open?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course, yeah. I bring something with better, so that's okay. But very nice to meet you.
Francesco. Thank you. Cheers.
Nice to that you're our first guest when we are traveling in around the world to taste wine. Thank you.
Great privilege.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ukens vindtips med Svein en Finansavisen podcast. Programleder Svein Lindin, produsent Lars Brenden Skram, og podcast- og videoansvarlig Marius Mørk Larsen. Ansvarlig redaktør Trygve Hegdar.